This podcast is brought to you by Gainbridge. Gainbridge offers annuities designed for the digital age, simplified products with guaranteed returns that you can buy online. Learn more at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states. This episode is supported by Gainbridge, high-rate, low-fuss annuities. Annuities get a bad rap. Some think they're too conservative, too complex, or only for retirees. But when you strip away the bells and whistles, annuities can be a smart choice for steady growth. Gainbridge aims to change the game by offering simplified annuities in a sleek, digital experience, replacing fine print and phone tag with clear conditions and a direct, low-fee model. Buy online at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. Good news on the economy. Consumers are in a spending mood. We'll talk with the Wall Street Journal's Sharon Nunn in a moment. First, here are some money headlines. Investors in Sprint and T-Mobile have been praying for a merger, but the Wall Street Journal says they may be disappointed. The Journal had reported that the two wireless carriers' planned merger is unlikely to be approved by the Justice Department. The bottom line seems to be that regulators are skeptical about the claim that the market would be more competitive with three players rather than the current four. A former Justice Department lawyer says he thinks the combination will only lead to higher prices and reduced quality. Sprint and T-Mobile have appealed to the Trump administration's eagerness to beat China in the race for high-speed 5G mobile technology, but critics say 5G may have little relevance in antitrust matters. Shares of online image board Pinterest and video conferencing firm Zoom Video both soared in their trading debuts Thursday. The performance of the two will set the stage for the IPO market going forward. It's also important for Uber Technologies, expected to be one of the biggest IPOs ever, that is set to begin trading in early May. It follows the recent high-profile wobble of Uber rival Lyft, which has struggled after a strong trading debut. Investors said they were attracted to Pinterest shares during the roadshow, won over by the company's strong growth. While it isn't yet profitable, annual losses are narrowing. Pinterest's revenue is rising, and in the currently low interest rate environment, many fund managers are happy to scoop up fast-growing companies. Still ahead, the latest sign of strong consumer demand. The latest retail sales report from the government indicates consumers are in a spending mood. The Commerce Department said retail sales jumped 1.6% in March from a month earlier. It followed a sales decline in February. Which categories led the gains, and how did tax refunds figure into the numbers? We're joined by Wall Street Journal reporter Sharon Nunn, who's in Washington. Sharon, this report was a lot stronger than expected. Why the big jump in retail sales?
Yeah, that's a good question. Partially because sales had been so weak, and so generally when we have a pretty big drop or a kind of a consistent lull, there's usually at some point a pretty major surge of some sort, and that really seems to be what happened in March. But, you know, we have a general, you know, our economic outlook is pretty good at this point. We have a constant churning of jobs every month. The unemployment rate is low. We're seeing wages grow at a pretty fast pace, which, you know, really supports good consumer spending, especially while inflation is low. So it makes those paychecks go further.
What kind of stores did consumers spend the most in during March?
Yeah, it was pretty broad-based, which is always really, really good for economists and analysts to hear. We saw a lot of spending on lightweight vehicles at gas stations because gas prices went up. But more broadly, we saw a lot of spending at furniture shops and clothing stores. Those grew at some of the fastest paces in almost a year. The only category that we saw a dip in was sporting goods, books, and hobby stores. So think of your Barnes & Nobles of the world.
Did gas and car purchases really boost the number? The number was still strong regardless, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, they certainly boosted it. But even if people just happened to not spend any money on cars or gas stations in March, retail sales were still strong regardless. But yes, certainly consumers bought vehicles. They spent more at gas stations last month, yeah.
Now, if I'm reading this correctly, it looks like retail sales have been quite choppy the past few months, down in December, up in January, down again in February. What's going on here?
So there were certainly a few things here, and it's really hard to pinpoint exactly one cause, but there was the partial government shutdown, which certainly probably impacted economic output, as government employees weren't, you know, doing the things they typically do. And of course, if they're not receiving paychecks, then they're not spending. And maybe consumers who aren't government workers decide they're maybe not going to make a big purchase because they don't know what's happening with the government shutdown, and maybe they're a little nervous. But in addition to that, the tax refund situation this year has been a little bit different. Overall, people are receiving generally the same amount they have been. The same amount of people are receiving tax refunds as they had, but it's a bit delayed. So maybe that could also explain some of the weakness. Tax refunds were a bit delayed this year because of the new tax law changes and the shutdown.
So to reiterate, can we expect that the strong economy will continue to support consumer spending in the months ahead?
Oh, I mean, at this point, there's pretty much no reason to believe otherwise. We have a really low unemployment rate. Wages are growing rapidly. Consumer sentiment is high. That's pretty much the perfect storm for good consumer spending going forward. And I think economists more broadly expect economic growth to pick back up in the second quarter because of that.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sharon Nunn joining us from Washington. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York at the Wall Street Journal.